Masechet Baba Batra Perekhe Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah will talk about price fraud. If a person feels that they didn't get what they were supposed to get in a sale, who's allowed to claim fraud and who's allowed to back out of the sale and to make things go back to what they were beforehand? We say Arba Midot Kamochrin. There are four different rulings when it comes to sales fraud. There are four different types of situations where the sale could become null and void because of fraud. And the rulings would apply. The four types of possible rulings are all possibilities: that the buyer could withdraw from the sale, that the seller can withdraw from the sale, that neither party can withdraw from the sale, or that either one of them can withdraw from the sale. We'll list each one of these cases and how the halakha applies. Machar lo hitim yafot, venim seura ot, halokeach yachol lachzor bo. If the seller sold wheat that was supposed to be very high quality, and it was found to be very low quality, very poor quality, then the buyer has the right to withdraw from the sale, but the seller would not. The buyer here is the one who was cheated, and therefore it's up to him to decide if he wants things to proceed with the sale. If he wants to keep the wheat, hold on to it anyway, then he's allowed to. But if he wants to refund his money, he also has the right to. The seller cannot cancel the sale over here. Let's say by out of nowhere, the price of wheat went up 10x, went up 10 times. And the seller says, you know what, I want a refund. You know, the whole thing should be null and void. I gave him the wrong quality wheat in the first place. So therefore, I'll give you your money back. You give me the wheat back and I'll sell it by the market for a much higher price. He can't use this excuse to cancel out the sale. He was not the one who was cheated. He was the cheater. Therefore, he has no right to withdraw. Second case, ra'ot v'dim se'u yafot. If the buyer told the seller that he was getting very poor quality wheat and he gave him very fine, very high quality wheat instead, the type of case this could happen in is if the buyer approaches the seller and says, ah, your wheat, you think this is high quality wheat? This is actually low quality wheat. Look relative to the rest of the city. So he fools the seller into thinking that it's poor quality and he sells it to him. So, and they were found to be nimsu yafot. They were found to be very high quality wheat. Mocher yachol lachzor bo. The seller in this case is allowed to back out of the sale. The buyer cannot. In this case, the seller was wrong. The seller was tricked. So therefore, he has the right to cancel the sale. But if he wants to let it go through, he can let it go through. But the buyer has to accept it no matter what the seller wants. Third case of the Mishnah. Ra'ot v'nim se'u ra'ot. If the seller told him that he was selling him very poor quality wheat, and it was found to be very poor quality wheat, yafot v'nim se'ot yafot, or he sold him very fine quality wheat, and it was found to be very fine quality, and ehad mehem yachol lachzor bo. Neither one of them has the rights to back out of the sale. They both got what they expected. What was sold was expected the right way. What was bought was expected the right way. Therefore, nobody can back out of the sale. Shehamtit, the fourth case. If the seller told the buyer that he was getting red wheat, v'nimset levana, but it was found to be white wheat. Levana v'nimset shehamtit. If the seller told the buyer that he was selling him white wheat, but it was found to be red wheat, etzim shel zayit v'nimsu shel shikma. If the seller told the buyer that he was selling him olive wood, but it was found to be sycamore wood, shel shikma v'nimsu shel zayit. If the seller told the buyer he was selling him sycamore wood, but it was found to be olive wood, yayin v'nimsa chometz, chometz v'nimsa yayin. Or if the seller told the buyer that he was selling him wine, but it was found to be vinegar, or vinegar and it was found to be wine, shenehem yecholin lachazor bahen. In all of these situations, either one of these two could turn back and withdraw from the sale. Sometimes things are based on preference. People prefer red wheat, others prefer white wheat. Sometimes a person needs one type of wood. Sometimes a person needs vinegar over wine. Therefore, in all of these cases, we say it's a mekach ta'ut. It's a sale made in error. And either the buyer or the seller could cancel the sale and say that they did not agree on the details.